This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
A train derailment near Pueblo yesterday afternoon has I-25 shut down in both directions north of Pueblo. The BNSF railway train carrying coal derailed on a bridge over I-25 near mile marker 106 just before 3:30 yesterday afternoon. At least one person died after the driver of a semi was trapped under the bridge. According to State Patrol, the bridge was unstable, which made crews unable to access that driver who died at the scene around 9 o'clock last night. Major Brian Lyons with the State Patrol said the crews would be working throughout the night this morning and even into the coming days to figure out exactly what happened.
This is one of the first large-scale derailments that I've seen in my career. There's probably about 12 that derailed, but like I said, they'll have that exact number of what actually, how many cars derailed. But to come down on the interstate, this is a first for me.
Both directions of I-25 remain closed due to train cars and coal on the roadways. Drivers encouraged to avoid the area using Highway 115 to Highway 50 as your alternative route.
A teenager was hospitalized after smashing through a fence and careening into a mobile home while joyriding in a stolen car in the overnight hours. Officers were called to the area of Astrazon and Shelton around 3 a.m. Sunday on reports of a reckless driver in the area. As they were responding, another call came in reporting a crash inside the Meadows mobile home park. Police say that when officers got on the scene, they found a chunk of fence missing and a car butted up against a mobile home. The driver, a teenage boy, was still on the scene and had sustained pretty serious lacerations in the crash, according to a police sergeant. No one was taken to the hospital for treatment. A motorcyclist is dead following a crash last week in Colorado Springs. Police say the motorcycle was heading east on Airport Road when it collided with a vehicle making a left turn from Sand Creek Drive on Tuesday. The motorcyclist died at the scene. Investigators do not believe drugs or alcohol played a role in the crash.
The Colorado Springs Police Department also investigating a hit-and-run crash that killed a bicyclist late last week. Officers called to the 1600 block of East Las Vegas just after 5 o'clock Friday afternoon. The bicycle rider died after being taken to an area hospital. Police say that witnesses did provide a suspect vehicle description. Officers were able to locate that driver shortly thereafter.
And a change in schedule for President Biden today. He's no longer traveling out west. ABC News White House correspondent Karen Travers has details.
President Biden has postponed a trip to Colorado today in order to stay at the White House and participate in national security meetings. The White House says the trip will be rescheduled. He was set to visit CS Wind, the largest wind tower manufacturer in the world, as part of his administration's Investing in America tour. The president was set to highlight his Bidenomics agenda. CS Wind recently announced an expansion of its operations and 850 new jobs that it says was possible by investments from the Inflation Reduction Act the president signed into law last year. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
And Wharton Elementary School will be closed today due to a water main break. District 60 officials say they're actively working on the repairs and anticipate returning to their normal schedule tomorrow.
Colorado Department of Transportation planning nightly closures along I-25 this week for sign and pothole work. Closures tonight will include the right lane at I-25 at mile marker 135 and northbound at 128. There will also be mobile lane closures at the on and off ramps to South Academy and Santa Fe tonight. That closure will begin at 6 p.m., lasting until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning.
The El Paso County Clerk and Recorder's Office is planning a public demonstration of its ballot box monitoring system this week. All 39 ballot boxes have been equipped with electric and solar-powered cameras that will live stream activity to the county's website. A demonstration of the technology is scheduled during tomorrow's County Commissioner's meeting. Ballots for the upcoming election will start going out today, and anyone who doesn't receive one by October 26th should contact the clerk and recorder's office.
Looking ahead at a beautiful Monday afternoon here across southern Colorado, mainly sunny skies, light winds, and warm temperatures. We're up to 72 degrees in Colorado Springs, 74 in Pueblo, and winds are going to be out of the southeast at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.